Today's daf is brachas on daf nun chesam and beis, nine lines from the bottom. It's the first line before it gets wide, with the words Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua Omar. According to Rashi, Rav Huna is coming to answer the question we had in yesterday's daf: my zikin, what are zikin? So Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua Omar, vilon hu de mikra umechsi nehura de rakia. What this is referring to is a Gemara in Chagiga, which tells us that there are seven firmaments in the sky, and the one closest to earth is called Vilon, which means a curtain, and the one above it is called Rakia, and that's where the sun, the moon, and the stars are located. When Vilon tears, then you can see through the tear the next firmament, which is the Rakia, and Rashi tells us that it appears like a spear of light in the night sky. So this is Rav Huna's interpretation of what Zikin are. Continues the Gemara, Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi is coming to answer a different question that we had in yesterday's daf, and that is how the Zikin, according to the first part of the Gemara, which was either a comet or a meteor, how it goes through Ksil. It appears to go through Ksil, and the Gemara yesterday said that if it goes through the constellation of Ksil, there would be a churban to the world. Yesterday the Gemara answered that it's only a glow, it gives the appearance that it's going through Ksil, but it really doesn't. And Rav Ashi gives an alternative answer. Rav Ashi Omar, Koichva hu de Akar Mahai Gisa de Kisla, there's a star that is uprooted from one side of the constellation Kisla, the Chazalei Chavrei Mahachgisa, and the fellow star, another star on the other side of the Kisla, sees that this first star was uprooted, Umivis, and it gets frightened. It thinks that it's coming to attack it, Umechsi Kiman Da'over, and it gets agitated, and it gives the impression, since one star has been uprooted and the other star gets agitated, it looks like that the star has passed through to the other side, but it really has not passed through, because if it would pass through, then indeed it would bring churban to the world. Shmuel Rami. Shmuel asked the contradiction between two psukim. The pasuk in Iyuv tells us ksiv oisa ayish ksil v'chima, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created three constellations. Their names are ayish, ksil, and kima. Uksiv. And there's another pasuk in Amos which tells us oisa kima uksil, that Hashem made kima and ksil. And the contradiction that Shmuel is bringing up is that in the first pasuk in Iyuv it puts ksil before kima, and in the second pasuk in Amos it puts kima before ksil. Hakate said, how is this? Now we know that we have in the Torah sometimes Moshe's name is put before Aaron, and sometimes Aaron's name is put before Moshe, and the Gemara learns out that Shneim Shkulim, they are equal to each other. So here too, by the fact that one is put in one pasuk before the other, and the other pasuk the reverse, we learn out that they're both equal. So in what sense, the Gemara wants to know, are they both equal to each other? So the Gemara says, Il mole chama shel ksil lo niskayim oilam of neitzina shel kima. Were it not for the heat generated by the constellation Ksil, the world would not be able to have a kiyum, would not be able to sustain itself because of the cold that is generated by kima. And the opposite is also true. Vilmole tzina shel kima, were it not for the coldness of kima, loy niskayim oilam of nechama shel ksil, the world would not be able to exist because of the heat of ksil. Rashi tells us that ksil, which generates heat, that is the one that rules in the summer, and that's the pasuk that tells us that ksil is first. And the other pasuk, which says kima is first, that's because it's speaking about the winter, and in the winter time, the kima, which is cold, that is the one that dominates. Then the Gemara continues. In Gemiri, we have a rule that ilav uktsa de akrava. If it were not for the tail of the scorpion. Now, Akrava here is not the scorpion, which is part of the zodiac, but rather Rashi tells us this is another name for Kima, and it's Mimazel Tle. It's part of the zodiac of Ram, of the Ram. So were it not that the Uktsa de Akrabah, this which is referring to Kima, if it were not the Monach Benar Dinner, if it was not in the river, there is a part of heaven which is called the stream of fire, if it was not lying in the stream of fire, Kol Man Davatrikle Akrabah, anyone who would be bitten by a scorpion, Lo Havichai, would not be able to live. because the strength of the bite of the scorpion to kill comes from being cold. And if the coldness of chemo would not be lessened by staying in the river of fire, so then the scorpion would have its full cold strength, and that would kill a person that it would bite. V'hainu d'karmelei rachman al Iyav. And this is what Hashem said to Iyav, and this will bring out the point that chemo is cold and ksil is hot. He said to Iyav, could man duplicate what Hashem does? Hiskasher madonis chemo. Can you tie the bonds of chemo? Can you make chemo contract? And we know that something, when it's cold, it contracts. Or could you, Iyav, loosen the shackles of ksil where it becomes open, and when something is open, then it generates heat. So you can't do that, man. But what do we see from this pasuk? That chemo generates cold and ksil generates heat. My chemo, what does the word chemo actually mean? It looks like 100 stars. There are those who say it looks like 100 stars when they are bunched together. And some say the mevadron when they are loose and spread apart. My Ayish, we had one of the constellations that we have in Iyav. The first one was Ayish. What is Ayish? Amar Rav Yehuda, Yusa. My Yusa, what's Yusa? Amar La, some say Znaftaleh. It is the tail of the ram in the zodiac constellation. Va'amrula, and some say no, it is another one, Reisha the Igla, it is the head of the bull in the zodiac. Umistavri, the Gemara says, it makes sense, Kamandi Yomer Zunav Tlad, that it is the tail of the ram, Dichsiv, there's a pasuk that says, Va'ayish, that this Ayish that we were just discussing, Albonet Tinochen, it will receive Nechama, comfort for its lost children. The Gemara in the next Amidah will explain exactly what this means, but meanwhile we see that it lost something which it needs the chama for, al machsera. So we see Ayish represents something missing. Umischazia, and now we turn to Daf Nun Tasam and Aleph, Ketarfa de Tarf, and it gives the impression of something that was beaten out, something Rashi explains that was missing, and it was pieces, and the gap that, from what was missing, was filled in by loose pieces that were beaten out. And to cover the gap. So the point is that since we see that Ayish has lost its children, it's missing something, and it also looks like something that was beaten out in order to fill the gap, so we see that it's missing, so therefore it makes sense that Ayish is the tail of the ram instead of the head of the bull. V'hai da'azla basra, Rashi explains, why does Ayish follow Kima? Why does the tail of the ram follow the rest of the ram? Da'amrila, because Ayish is saying to Kima, Havli b'ni, give me back my sons. Rashi explains, you have two stars of mine. What does it mean that that Kima has two stars of Ayish? Shabashah shakadosh baruch hu bikesh lahavi mabul oilam. When Hashem wanted to bring the mabul in the time of Noach to the world, natol shnei kachav mikimi, he took two stars from Kima, v'hevi mabul oilam, and that enabled Hashem to bring the mabul to the world. Ukeshe bikesh l'sasma, and when the mabul was over, and he wanted to fill the gap that he had caused in Kima, not Toshnekachov Ma'ayish. He took two stars from Ayish, Visasma, and then he plugged up the hole that was missing from Kima. So the Gemara and Ayish follows Kima, the tail follows the head, and the tail is saying to the head, give me back my two stars. The Gemara asks, Lahadr law, why didn't Hashem just after the Mabul give Kima back its own two stars? Why did he have to take it from Ayish? The Gemara answers two terutzim. Either Ein Habor Mismala Mechul Yasai, we had this before in the Masechta, that the pit, when you take out the dirt from the pit and you want to fill it up afterwards, some of the earth gets missing and it won't be able to fill up the hole completely. So the same thing here, when he took out the stars from Kima, if he puts it back, there'll still be a hole. So he had to take it from Ayish. Inami or Ein Kategur Nasas Neger, or a prosecutor cannot become a defense. In other words, since these stars were used to bring the Mabul on the world, they can't now be used when there is no longer a Mabul on the world. The Gemara asks a question, why doesn't Hashem just create two new stars to plug up the hole? Why did he have to take it from Ayish? The Gemara answers, Ein kol chodesh tachas Hashemish, because in this world, there's nothing new. Once Hashem created in the Sheish Shmei Bereishis, he didn't add on any new creations. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachzir Lo, Hashem in the future will return to Ayish its two missing stars. Shenemar, this is the pasuk we had before, Va'ayish al-Banea Tenachim, Ayish will receive comfort for its lost children because it will get those two stars back. The Mephoreshim ask, you just said, Ein kol chodesh tachas Hashemish. The Mephoreshim answered that that's in Olam Hazeh, but here we're speaking about in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, in fact, we find psukim which say that Hashem will create new things. The Mishnah continues, Va'al hazuois. And on earthquakes, you make the bracha of Shekarcha Gvarasim Moli Oila. My Zuis. You want to ask what is Zuis? I'm Rav Ketina Gua. This is an earthquake. Rav Ketina have a causal Baruch. Rav Ketina was once going on the way. Kimata Pischa Debei Uba Tamya. When he came to the door of Tamya, Rashi says Aratzamas, bones, and this refers to a bone necromancer, which is usher from the Torah to do, and they used to put a bone under an armpit and speak to the bone, or they would speak to a skull that was on the floor. We find when Shaul consulted such a person in the Tanakh. So Rav Ketina came to this door of this person, and at that very moment, Gonach Gua. Rashi says Gonach and Gua are the same meaning, and it means that it shuddered and quaked. There was a powerful, massive earthquake. Rashi says Nizdazas Ha'oritz Ma'oid Ma'oid. At that moment, Omar. So Rav Ketina, after the earthquake ended, he said Mi Yoda Uvatamya Hai Gua Mahu. Does Uvatamya know the meaning of this earthquake? Ramalei Kala. So he shouted out to him. Uvatamya shouted out to Rav Ketina, Ketina, Ketina. He called him by his name. Amai lo yadana. Why shouldn't I know what it means? Of course I know what it means. When Hashem remembers his children that they are in the midst of pain, they're being subjected to affliction by the Gentile nations, Moirich stayed the most Yamagol. He lets two tears come down into the Yamagol, to the Great Sea. The Koyloi Nishma Mesoifa Batsoifi, and the sound of these two tears going into the water, the sound is heard from one end of the world to the other. The Hainagua, and this is an earthquake. Omer Rav Ketina Uvatamya Kadivu Umile Kadivin. Rav Ketina said Uvatamya is a liar and he is false, his words are false. Ihachi, I have a big question on it. If there's two tears, Gua Gua mi boile, there should have been two earthquakes. The Gemara says Veloihi. And really what Rav Ketina was saying was not true, and he knew it was not true. Gua gua of it. In fact, at that time, this massive earthquake was not just one earthquake. There was, in fact, two earthquakes, as the Uvatamya had said. Vahai deloi oidelei. So why didn't Rav Ketina admit that the Uvatamya had said the correct thing? Kehechi deloi liti kuliyama vasrei. Because he didn't want that the whole world should follow in the direction of this person who was doing a thing against the Torah, and therefore he tried to downplay what he had said. Rabbeinu Chananel in the Gemara earlier on this concerning this Gemara tells us that the Gemara is speaking about actually the tsunami that we recently experienced, and Rabbeinu Chananel based on this Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch is trying to show that he feels the tsar of Klal Yisrael, and we should know that although we have trouble from sometimes from the nations of the world, he will never forsake us. And the way he does it is by letting these two tears fall into the water and cause such a tsunami. So Rabbeinu Chananel is explaining a tsunami in a positive way, and yet we find Rabbeinu Nissim going and the Chafetz Chaim and the Kisvei Chafetz Chaim explains earthquakes and tsunamis as in more of a negative way, which means that it's a message to Klal Yisrael that we have to wake up and to do tshuva for our averus. continues the Gemara. Rav Ketina did day Amar. Rav Ketina himself, how does he understand how an earthquake comes about? Seifik Kapov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clapping his hands together. Of course, all of these metaphors in the Gemara of tears dropping and clapping hands and other things that we'll soon learn are, of course, allegorical. They, of course, Hashem is not a boss of a dumb that he could clap his hands, but whatever Hashem does with his power, we would perceive it as being something like shedding tears or clapping hands or sighing, as we will see in the next Gemara. Shenemar, where do we find that Hashem claps his hands, so to speak? Kaviyachol, v'gam ani akakapi, el kapi, I'm going to bang one hand against the other. V'anichoyseh hamasi, I will let out my anger. And Rashi says the sound of Hashem clapping one hand against the other is what causes the earthquake to come about. Rav Nosson Omar, anocha mesanach, Hashem is sighing. Shenemar, v'anichoyseh hamasi bom. I will let my anger out on them, and then I will become placated from my anger. And Rashi understands that this means I will do it through sighing. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, Boyet Barakiah, he is kicking the heaven, he's stepping on the heaven, and that makes the sound of the earthquake. Shenemar, Heidad Kedorchim Yane El Kol Yoshvei Oretz. When they used to press grapes, so the sound that the people pressing the grapes would sound as they were pressing the grapes was Heidad. So the Navi uses that word that Hashem is like Kaviyachol, so to speak. He's stepping on the heaven and he's pressing down, and that's the sound again that causes the earthquake. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, Omer Doichik Es Raglav Tachas Kisei HaKoved. What Hashem is doing is that he is pressing his feet under the honorable chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, Koyomar Hashem Hashemayim, Kisi Vartzadoim Ragli. Hashem says that the heaven is my throne and the earth is my pedestal. Continues the Gemara, Va'al HaRamim, and on thunder, one again makes Shekarch V'Grasim Oli Oilam, my Ramim. What is the cause of thunder? So here we have four different opinions on what causes thunder. Amar Shmuel says, Anani Begalgula, are clouds that are in collision. They're colliding one in another. Shenemar, we find a pasuk to that effect. Kol Ramcha Begalgul, the rumble of your thunder was in the rolling wind. Hey Iru V'Rakim Table, light bolts lit up the world. Rugs of Atirash Haaretz, the earth trembled and roared. That's the first shot. The Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say a second opinion of how thunder is caused. Anani, the Shafchi Maya Lahadadi, that these are clouds that shoot water one to another. Shenemar, Lekoil Tito Hamon Mayim Vashemayim, at the sound of Hashem placing a lot of water in the heavens. A third shot, Rav Acher Bar Yaakov Omar, Broka Takifa Devorak Banana. Thunder is caused with a powerful lightning bolt that strikes a cloud, umetaber gezize devarza, and it shatters pieces of hail. Rav Ashi Omer, a fourth opinion, anani chalchule mechalchale, when there are hollow clouds, va'asa zika, and the wind comes, umenashiv apumai, and it blows by the openings of these clouds, that's when thunder results. Vidami, and where do we have a similar thing? Kezika apumdani, when you have wind that blows over the mouths of barrels, and it makes a similar sound. Now the Gemara concludes which of these four opinions is the right one. And Mistavra, it seems reasonable to say that Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, like the third opinion of Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, because we see this phenomenon that what? The Vorek Barker, the lightning flashes, Umename Anone, and the clouds rumble, Vaase Mitra, and then the rain comes. So it seems that that Rav Acher Bar Yaakov was correct of how thunder and rain develop from the clouds. Va'al Haruchais, the Mishnah continued, you make also Shekarach V'Rasim Mali Oilam, my Ruchais, what does it mean, Ruchais? Amar Abai, Zapo, this means a tempest. V'Amar Abai and Abai said, Gemiri, we have a rule, the Zapo B'Leil Yolehavi, you don't have a tempest at night. The Gemara asks, V'Kachzina Dehavi, I, we see that we do have a tempest at night. Hahudas Chulub Yimam, it must be that it started already in the daytime. V'Amar Abai, and he also said Abai, Gemiri, we have a rule, the Zapo Tarti Shor Loikoi, that a tempest cannot last for 2 hours. For more than 2 hours. L'kayim ma shenemar, to fulfill what it says in the pasuk, "Loisakum pamayim tzara," that a tzara will not last two times, which we're interpreting to mean for 2 hours. The Gemara asks, "Vakachazin in the koi?" We see that it does last up to 2 hours. The Gemara answers, "The mafsik bani bani," that in between there must have, it must have ceased for a period of time, but to go straight for 2 hours, we do not find a tempest with that duration. The Gemara continues, "Vala brakim." Explaining the Mishnah, which said that the lightning, Omer Baruch Shekartu Rasim Ali Ola, my Brachim, what is lightning? What is Brachim? Omer Rava Bracha, this is lightning. The Omer Rava, Bracha Chido, if a person sees a singular bolt of lightning, Bracha Chiyura, or a white lightning, Ubracha Yurukusa, yellow lightning, Vanani the Salkin Bekaren Maravis, or a cloud that leaves the heaven in the western corner, va'asyan mikaren drums, then it comes back, the same cloud, from the southern corner of the earth, v'tarti, or v'tarti anan in the salkin chadol apichavarto, or two clouds that approach one another, kulo, all of these type of lightnings, or clouds are caution, are very difficult things, and they can harm the world. The Gemara says, "Lamai nafkamina." What is the difference if we have this knowledge or not? The Gemara answers, "Lamiboy rachmi," that if we see such a thing happening, we should ask mercy from Hashem. "Vahani mili balalia," but that's only if we see these things at night. "Avo betzafra," but we see it during the day. "Lesbu mashasha," they have no meaning, and you don't have to worry about it. "Amar Reb Shmuel bar Abi Yitzchak, hani anani detzafra," these clouds of the morning, "lesbu mashasha," they have no value. For example, they're not beneficial. They don't bring us rain. "Dechsiv," the chesed that you do is kanan boker, is like the cloud of the day of the morning, which has no solid inyan of it. It dissipates very quickly. Amale Rapapal Abaya, Rapap asked a question to Abaya, "Ho Amri Inchi," people say, "Kad miftach bove mitra," when the gates of rain open in the morning, "Bar Chamra," a donkey driver, "Moich Sakecha," double over your sack, "Vigani," and go to sleep. In other words, Rashi explains that this person sells wheat, but if it rains early in the morning, there's going to be such an abundance of wheat that when this person goes from town to town trying to sell his wheat, he's not going to get much money for it because there's going to be an abundance of wheat. We won't need his services. When there's not a lot of wheat, and then he comes from town to town, he makes a nice living from that. But in this case, he has to go to sleep. So in other words, what do we see? That clouds in the morning are very beneficial. They bring a good rain. There'll be abundant crops. Why do you say they're lesbu mashasha? They have no value. The Gemara answers like Hasha, Hada Kater Be'iva. If there are thick clouds, they will bring the rain. Then those clouds are beneficial. Hada Kater Banani. But if they have very weak clouds, so then they will dissipate. And that's what the Gemara said before, lesbu mashasha. Amar Rabbi Lechazandroi, Amar Rabbi Shuban Levi. Lo nivru ra'amim ela lifshoit akmumiyah shebelev. The thunder was not created by Hashem only to straighten out the crookedness of the heart. Shenem avralakim also shiur mufar of Hashem made that people should have fear before him. And what did he do? He made thunder, and that's how he made people afraid of him. The Bali Musar say that we see how crooked a human being's heart can become. It needs such a powerful item to straighten it out, such as thunder. V'yomer Rabbi Lechazar Zandroi Amar Rabbi Shuban Levi Haroyas Akeshes Bon. If somebody sees a rainbow, tzar sheyipul upon him, he has to fall down. Shenemar Kemari Akesha Shayabonin, Hashem showed Yecheskel the view of a rainbow, and that was a marshal of the splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a rainbow following a heavy downpour of rain. Va'era, when Yecheskel saw it, Va'apol upon it, he fell down on his face. The Gemara says, Light Yalob Marava. In Eretz Yisrael, they were very much against, they condemned this prophecy. practice to bow down to the Keshet. Mishum de Machzi, Commander Sagar Lakasha. It looks like he's trying to bow down to the Keshet himself and not to Hashem. Avul Bruchi Vada Mevorach. Even though you don't bow down to the Keshet, but Avada, you have to make a bracha. My Mevorach, what's the bracha? Baruch Zoicher Habris. Blessed Hashem, who remembers his covenant that he made after the Mabul. Bimasnisa Tana, we learned. Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yochan Baroika Omer. Neman Bebrisa Vekayim Bememori. What the bracha is that he's faithful in his covenant and he fulfills his word. Amra Papa, since we have these two versions of the bracha, Hilkach, Nemrinu Latavar, we should say both of them together. Baruch Zoicher Habris. Veneman Bebrisa Vekayim Bememori. Or the Gra takes out the letter Vav and just says Neman, not Veneman Bebrisa. Continues the Mishnah, Alohorn Valak voice, you make Oysum Asa Bereshus. The Gemara asks Akasha, Otikol Hani Damor Nad Hashto, Lav Mice Bereshus.
Rainbows mentioned in the Mishnah.
What's that? No.
Why not?
Good Kasha Tsorchian. Otikol Hani Damor and Ad Hashto, Lav Mice Bereshus. Are the all the things that we said till now, the earthquakes, etc., we said Karch Gros Mali Oilam, aren't they also Mice Bereshus? Voksiv, I'll bring you a pasuk and tell them that says it. Beferish, Barakim La Matarasa. Hashem made lightning to go together with rain, and he made winds, and the pasuk is speaking about there about the creation of Hashem. So why don't I say Oysum Aspirations on those items as well? Am Rabbi Akruch Vatani, you're right. You have to put everything in the Mishnah together. You say both things together. You say Kayach Yerushim Ali Olam, and you say Oysum Aspirations on all the two lists that we just had in the Mishnah. Rav Amar, no. Hasam Mivorch Tarti, at the first part of the Mishnah concerning the earthquake and the lightning and the thunder, there you make two brachas, Baruch Shekarchum Oli Oilam, and Vaisa Masabrashis. But Hacha, by the fixed structures of hills and valleys that we've been learning about over there, you just make Oysa Masabrashis. Ika, that you make, Shekarchum Oli Oilam, Leka, you do not make that brach. Amri Bishuma Levi, Haroya Rekibet HaRasa, if somebody sees a pristine heaven, there are no clouds whatsoever on it. Oimer Borch Oysa, on the side it says Masa Bereshus. Amos, when does he make such a bracha? Amar Abaya, ki asa mitra kuli lila, if a whole night rain comes, ubitzafra in the morning, asa astana, a northerly wind comes, umegalyu lishmaya, and it reveals the heaven in its purity with no clouds, that's when you make this bracha. Upligi the Rafam Bar Papa, and he argues on Rafam Bar Papa, Amar Abchizda, in the name of Abchizda. The Amar Rafam Bar Papa, Amar Abchizda, miyoyim shechar beis hamikdash, from the day that was destroyed. Lo niris rekibet haras. We never saw a pristine, clear heaven. Shenemar, because Hashem says, "Al b'shamayim kaderes." I'm going to clothe the heavens in blackness after the churban. V'sak and sackcloth, osum ksusum. I will make their garments out of sackcloth. So the first mandiyomer held that even today you make such a bracha. And Raf from Bar Papa says no, that we do not find a pure, clear sky anymore since the churban. Tanu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned. Haroya Chama bet Kufasa. This Gemara is going to speak about Birchas HaChama, which the last time we had it was on Dalad Nissan Tovshin Mem Aleph, April 8th, 1981. And the next time we're going to have it is on Erev Pesach Tovshin Samach Tes on April 8th, 2009. If somebody sees the Chama at the beginning of its cycle, the way it was exactly when Hashem created the earth, or Levana Bigvu Rasa, or he sees the moon in its strength, which the Rambam explains to mean that he finds the moon returning to Mazel Tle at the beginning of the month, and it doesn't incline either to the north or the south. Or he sees Kaichavim b'mistilasam. He sees the planets in their orbits, and we're speaking about the five planets that a person can see, which are Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And also the same thing the Rambam says, that they are at the beginning of Mazel Tle, and they're not inclining either to the north or to the south. Or Mazalos Kesidron, he sees the signs of the zodiac in their order, which again the Rambam explains is that Mazel Tle is rising in the east as it was at the time of creation, and then all the signs of the zodiac are in their order as they were in position at the time of Maisa Bereshis. If he sees all these things, Omer Baruch Oysa Bereshis. The Chama B'Tkufasa is every 28 years, and it's on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. as the Gemara will soon explain, the only one of these that we still make the bracha on is Chama B'Tkufasa. The others, the Chidor explains, we don't make this bracha because you have to be an astronomer to know precisely, and very few people have that ability to know precisely when this happens, and therefore they do not make the bracha B'Zman Hazeh. The Amos Havi, the Gemara now is going on that one bracha that we still make, Chama B'Tkufasa. When does this happen? Amar Abaye, Kol Chav Cheshanan, every 20 years, the Hodim, all 28 years, the Hodr Machzer, the cycle is coming back the way it was in Sheish Shemei Bereshis, the Naflat Kufas Nissen, a few things, variables have to come together for this to happen. Naflat Kufas Nissen, the spring equinox, the Nissen equinox, has to come, Bishop Soy, it has to come when Saturn is serving the world. There are seven, what's called Shiva Koichve Lecha, seven moving heavenly bodies, and they are Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, the Sun, Venus, Mercury, and the Moon. And each one of them serves the world for another hour. So when it's Saturn's turn on Be'urta de Tchlos Nagi Arba, on the evening of Tuesday evening, which comes out at 6 p.m., before Wednesday, if at that time Saturn, at the beginning of the night, is serving the world on that hour, and the Tkufas Nissen comes out at that time, so that's something that happens, that phenomena happens once in 28 years, that's when we make the Birchas Chama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroya Yom, if you see the great sea, you make a bracha, Baruch She'osos HaYom HaGadol. And the Mishnah said, Leprakim. The Gemara says, Leprakim Ad Kama, what does it mean from time to time? Omer Rami Ba'aba, Omer Rami Yitzchak, Ad Shloishim Yom, every 30 days. If you see it within 30 days, you do not make a bracha. V'Omer Rami Ba'aba, Omer Rami Yitzchak, Haroya Pras, if somebody sees the Euphrates, Agishra de Bavel, on the bridge called the Bridge of Bavel, Omer, he makes a bracha, Baruch HaYisbarashis, because he's seeing the river as it was at the beginning of creation. So Rashi explains, from there, from that bridge downwards, so already man has changed the flow of the Euphrates, so it's no longer Oysim Asabrashis. But from there, that point of the bridge and above, that's the way it was when Hashem created the world, and you may make the bracha. Va'idna, says the Gemara, the Shinuya Parsoi, the Persians already moved the Euphrates even above the bridge going of Bavel. So then you have to go up further upstream. Mibei Shvor Ul'il. You have to go to Shvor and above. And then you can make the bracha. Rabbi Yosef Amar, no, you have to go Me'i Dekir Ul'il. And then you can make the bracha. No, man has not tampered with the river at that point. V'yomer Rami Bar Abba, Haroya Diglas, if somebody sees the Tigris River, Agishra at the bridge, the Shavi Sintav, that place, Shavi Sintav, Oimer, again, it's left the way Hashem created the world, so he makes the bracha, Baruch, Oysa Bereshis. The Tigris River is called Chidekel, in the Torah, my Chidekel, Amravashi, Shemeim of Chadin Vekalim. Its waters are sharp in taste. Vekalim, they are light, Rashi explains, they have no sediments in them, and they are not heavy when a person drinks them. My Paras, what is the river Paras? What is the meaning of that name? Shemeim of Porn Varavim, that it doesn't need rainwater, but it from springs, it is able to multiply on its own. Or also it means that any vegetation which it flows over, it causes the vegetation to be fruitful and multiply, and that's the name Paras. V'yomer Rava, Hai dechrifi b'nei mechuza. Why are the b'nei mechuza so sharp? Mishum deshasamai de diglas. Because they have drunk the water of diglas. Hai degichure, the reason they're so ruddy in their complexion, mishum de misham should be mama, because they have relations with their wives in the daytime, and that causes them to be sunny. Vahai denaidi enayu, and the reason that their eyes go back and forth, mishum de dire bebeis ofa, because they live in a dark place, and their mamel, this causes them to look here and there, and their eyes going to and fro. Al Hakshamim, said in the Mishnah, you make the bracha v'atoy v'ametiv. V'al Hakshamim v'atoy v'ametiv mevorech. Is that the bracha you make on rain? V'amr Rabavua. Rabavua said, v'amr lo masnita tan. And some say we learned it in a braisa. Me'emes ha'mevorech on Al Hakshamim. When do you make a bracha on Hakshamim? M'shiyatz ha'chasin likros kala. When a chasin goes out to the kala, which means when there's such a puddle on the floor that one drop causes another drop to jump up. It falls in, and by falling in, it causes one to jump up, like a chasen who's going out to greet his kala. Then you make a bracha. What bracha do you make? We thank Hashem on every drop that you brought down on this world for us. Rabbi Yochanan concluded the thanks to Hashem with the following words: Ilu finu mali shir kayam. If our mouths were full of shir like the sea, we ain't anachnu mespeakim lahoy, like we say on Nishmas on Shabbos, ain't anachnu mespeakim lahoy zchay Hashem lekenu aj tishtachave, until we say that every one of our spines will bow down in thanks to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gra has here that we add the words v'yuroymimu eshimcha malkenu, we will uplift your name, our King, and we conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Rav Haidois, that most of the Haidois, most of the thanks goes to Hashem. The Gemara says Rav Haidois, like Kol Haidois, don't we have to give all our thanks to Hashem? It's only a majority that we give to Hashem. The Gemara says Amar Rav Eima, you're right, Hakel Haidois, the God of who we have to give thanksgiving to. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, since we have these different versions, Hilchos Amrinu L'Tavai, we should say both of them, Rav Haidois V'Hakel HaHaidois. But now, let's get back to our original question. Velakasha, we had a question. What's the question? You say on rain, the bracha is atoy v'ameitiv, and we have over there in the braisa that the bracha is moidim anachnu l'och. The Gemara says, loy kasha. Hadishama mishma. If you heard the good news that there was a rain someplace, then you make the bracha atoy v'ameitiv. Hadichazamichs. If you saw it, you make the bracha of moidim anachnu l'och. So the Gemara asks the question, Dishama Mishma, if he heard it, that's when you make a Toiv HaMeitiv, Hainu Besuris Toivis, that's a good news. Utsnan, we learned in our Mishnah, Al Besuris Toivis, Aymer Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv. So why would we single out rain if we heard it? That's exactly what the Mishnah continues, that on good news, you say HaToiv HaMeitiv, there's no reason to single out the rain. So it must be that it's not talking about a case where he heard that it rained. Ella the Gemara says, you're right. It's not speaking about one case where he heard it. Both cases are where they saw the rain. So why one place does it say Toiv HaMeitiv, the other place Moidim Anachnu? V'leik Hasha, Hadasa Purta. If a little rain comes, then we say Moidim Anachnu Loch. And Hadasa Tuva, if a lot of rain comes, then we say Toiv HaMeitiv. V'ibei Sema, or a second teretz, Hava Hadasa Tuva. Both cases are where a lot of rain came. V'leik Hasha, Hadis Le'ara, Hadales Le'ara. If he has ground, so then he makes a Toiv HaMeitiv. If he doesn't have any, and as if it happens, if he has ground, so then he himself, Rashi explains, benefited from the rain, so he makes a Toiv HaMeitiv. You Hashem are good, and you're Meitiv to humanity. But Hadeles Le'ara, if he has no ground, so then he's just thanking Hashem what he did for mankind, but nothing personal to himself, so then he makes the Baruch of Moidim Anachnu Loch. Is Le'ara, the Gemara continues, a Toiv HaMeitiv Mevorach? No, the Gemara is asking a question now. Is Le'ara Toiv HaMeitiv Mevorach? Is that what you're trying to tell me? When he has ground, he makes a Toiv HaMeitiv? Vatanya, it says on the side, we learned in a brisa, Bona Bais Chadash V'Kana Kelim Chadashim. If he built a new house or he bought new vessels, Oimer, he makes a bracha, Shechiyana V'Kiyana, as man as that, that you Hashem allowed me to live till this time. You don't make a Toiv HaMeitiv. The Gra crosses out the next six words, like Hasha. The Gemara answers, Hada Isle Shutvas, Hada Lesle Shutvas. Rashi explains that our teretz that we said before is correct. In other words, that if he has ground, then he makes a Toiv HaMeitiv. If he doesn't have any ground, he says Moidim Anachnu Loch. You asked me a question, Bona Bais Chodesh Make Shechiyanu, a third bracha. So it depends. If he's buying a house for himself, then it's only him benefiting Shechiyanu. But when it comes to ground, there's automatically a shutvis. The Pashut, you would learn the Gemara without Rashi, that he had a shutv with him in the ground. But Rashi says, no, every ground is automatically a shutvis, because you're not only benefiting it, the guy who has a yard, a sod next to you is also benefiting. So automatically it's a shared benefit. Shared benefit, you make hatoiv v'hameitiv. V'atanya, Rashi has been a chusa, we learned this exact rule. It's not a kasha here, as it is sometimes, v'atanya. Here it's a statement. We learned exactly this way in a brisa. Kitzrei shel davar, the gist of the matter, meaning the klal is al shaloi hu aymer baruch shachiyanu v'kimanu, al shaloi v'al shachaver aymer baruch atoiv hameitiv. It's him and his friend. He makes baruch atoiv hameitiv. V'frei the gemara v'chol heichad the less lachrinah Are you telling me a rule that whenever I get something good that I have pleasure from, I make a shechiyanu and I don't make a toiva meitiv? I'm going to prove to you that even if I have pleasure alone, I do make a toiva meitiv. Vatanya here, Vatanya is a kasha. We learned in a brisa the opposite. Amrulei, they told him, Yolda ishtei zocher, you had a child, your wife gave birth to a male. Oimer baruch toiva meitiv. He says, blessed Hashem, who's a toiva meitiv. So here he alone is having this child. So the Gemara says, wait a second, there's somebody else also. Hasam nami deke ishte hadei. He has his wife, so he is a partner with someone. His wife, the nichel of his zocher, and she also is very happy that she's going to have a son who's a zocher. So therefore, they both together, they say, the baruch is hatoiva meitiv. Toshma. I still have a kasha. Meis aviv uyarshay. If his father died and he inherited his father, betchilo imer baruch dayna emes. First, he said he has mixed feelings. His father died, but he left him a yerusha, an inheritance. So, in the beginning, on his father's death, he says baruch dayna emes. Blessed is the true judge. But lo b'soif at the end, who imer baruch hatoiva meitiv, because he got the inheritance. So here, he alone is getting the inheritance, and he's making hatoiva meitiv. He's not making shechiyanu. The Gemara answers, hasanami deika achi dekayas badei. It's speaking about a case where he has brothers, so he has partners, so they together they make a toiva meitiv. Ein echanam, if he alone with Yarshin, he would make shechiyanu. One more question. The Gemara says, Toshima, shinu yayin ein tzarech levarach. If a person gets different wine in the meal, he doesn't make a bracha boire pri agafen. Shinu yimakim, but if he goes to somebody else's house, he had one wine in his house, and then he switched to somebody else's house, they bring him wine there, tzarech levarach, he has to make a new boire pri agafen. V'yom rabbi yais v'rabba rabbi yais. And then afal pisha amru shinu yayin ein tzarech levarach. Even though they said that on a change of wine in the same place, same meal, he doesn't have to make a bar pir gafen. Avol oimer baruch hatoiva meitiv. If they brought him a better wine after the original wine, he makes a toiva meitiv. So here's the same question. According to you, he should make a shechiyanu because there's nobody else here. He's drinking the wine. The Gemara says, no, there is somebody else here. Hasam nami deke b'nei chabur d'shatzabadei. He's drinking with a group. So therefore, the correct bracha, he's sharing the simcha with the group, is hatoiva meitiv.